Quincy Shipyard is open for the season again, and the president, Margaret LaForest, is here to tell us what's new for this year. Good to see you, Margaret.
Joe, so great to be here.
Always a pleasure.
Same.
So I was doing a little math this morning.
Yes.
And next year, 2024, the Salem will be here in Quincy 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years yeah. as a museum ship.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
We were all a lot younger back then. But we were both on board when she came in. I remember we met up at the Black Falcon Terminal in South Boston and cruised right through the bridge and into Quincy Shipyard.
Such a memorable, memorable day for me.
The ship herself looks way better now than she did back then, that's for sure.
Oh, 30 years ago when her deck looked more like a lawn with so much grass and weeds growing.
And trees, actually, yeah.
Yes, yes. You know, really, we're truly grateful to Mayor Koch and the City Council and our Community Preservation Committee. We've been on quite a grant run between the city and the state with preservation dollars that we've been reinvesting into making some improvements on board.
Yes.
So we have a lot to talk about.
We do indeed. But you know, you should take some credit yourself personally, because you were one of the history girls from the Broad Meadows Middle School that first tried to get the USS Lexington aircraft carrier here to Quincy. Wouldn't fit through the bridge, right?
Yeah, well, believe me, you know, when my husband complains about boat maintenance, I'm like, poof. Try a 717-foot heavy cruiser, and now I'm just grateful I don't have carrier-sized boat problems.
Exactly,
right?
Yes,
so,
yeah.
You know, yeah, some classmates and I, we had a school project, and what does the closing of the yard mean to the community, your family, and the economy?
Yeah.
And our teacher, Mr. Adams, really posed, you know, experiential learning and social justice at an era before anybody was talking about
exactly.
that. So, yeah, it's great. It's been quite a legacy of that, and my class was kind of the pioneer.
Yeah, so. Very, very much so.
And I'm still connected.
Yeah.
With,
are you related? I was going to ask
Mr.
you, do you
Adams?
Still keep in touch with?
Okay. Oh yeah, he's still. We're Facebook friends, and he's always given us the thumbs up and encouragement, which is great because it was honestly the support of the municipality, of the teachers, of the school, of the elected officials, Mayor Sheets at the time.
That's right.
You know, Tom Koch was then chief. Executive Secretary, I think, was the title of the time.
Sheets Administration,
The Sheets Administration, yeah. So it's quite a history. And, you know, as you know, Quincy celebrates 400 years in 2025.
That's right.
So we are trying to be ship shape.
Okay.
And a lot of the improvements on deck are leading up to that culmination.
Yeah, well, that's exciting to look forward to. You mentioned the Community Preservation Fund, $250,000 this year?
That was this year's ask.
Yeah,
just shy of $200,000 last year.
Okay.
And we've been able to leverage it with matching grants against the state.
Great.
So some exciting projects. Should we tell you what we've got going on?
Let's do it.
Yeah,
this is it. Yeah.
One of the things we talk about in now that we are over at Pier 3, interior to the shipyard versus our former pier.
I know.
Under the bridge, which is so much more visible and easier to get to.
Yeah.
We hear that a lot. But it's called friendship lights. And you have a line, a tension cable that goes from your bow up to the mast and then from the mast down to the stern, mm-hmm. right? So you see some of like the tall ships in Boston mm-hmm. have this real visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to light the ship up to look like Las Vegas.
Seriously?
I think. Yeah. The Local 7 was just on board, our iron workers and riggers, to help us with the tension cable. That's in place. We're working on it this weekend.
Okay.
And, you know, fingers crossed, flipping the switch to light her up in the next 2 weeks.
Next 2 weeks? Is there?
Yeah.
Do you have a date yet? Or
we don't.
Not yet.
We're going to see how the work goes this weekend. We are just getting so close. So it's going to be great, especially with the spectacular backdrop of the Four River Bridge and the various colors. And yeah, so that's a big project
for us.
That's
exciting, yeah.
Yeah,
well, talk about not being able to find it. That will certainly help folks hone in on it, right?
Yeah.
You see that lit up.
Yeah, follow the lights.
Yeah.
So but that's we get a crew of volunteers leading the charge on that project, which is exciting. But again, some of the skilled labor of the trades organizations that they donated with their apprentice program really helped get that project to the finish line. So that's exciting. And then that leads, the next step is what they call a dress ship. So back when the ship would be in service, the ship would have been dressed certain days designated by the Navy. So, for example, the ship's birthday would be a day.
Hmm.
You know, Navy Day would be a day.
Okay.
4th of July would be a day, right? So days that are designated. And so the first time that we are going to dress ship, I'm hoping, fingers crossed here, since she was in service, we're hoping if all of our flags arrive in time, yep. and it's crunch time, we're T-minus a month here, but for Flag Day this year. So we'll keep you posted if we can pull an event off around that. Like I said, we're coming in hot. The tension wire is in place and just waiting if the flags arrive in time. They're custom made, right? So you've got three sets of 4-foot signal flags that call them the glad rags, and you string them on the up and overs, and she'll really look spectacular. So, you know, we were putting these projects together knowing 30 years as a museum, 400 years as a community in 2025. And so we're hoping to kind of preview that, and that'll really get some attention.
I see, it will, yeah. So yeah. Flag Day, but the actual Flag Day you're hoping?
Well, you know, Flag Day is so important here in the city of Quincy, right?
Huge, I mean, right, yeah.
So we would do it on, not on Flag Day, the parade day, there's so much happening, but actually Flag Day is the designated Navy Day. So if we can pull it off, we will keep you posted.
Please
We'd love
do.
To have QATV present.
We'd love to be there, yeah.
It would be really a milestone day.
Exciting
for
stuff,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I remember the last time you were here, you said, quote unquote, bunting for days.
So then there's the next level of, we have these pictures when the ships would be christened of how much bunting it would be. And, you know, after having the Hancock Adams Common opening and seeing downtown so beautifully dressed, or, you know, the General's Bridge dedication, really we want to be able to participate in such events. So custom bunting was probably on the next year's docket, but it is coming. It is coming, yes.
All right. And, you know, I mean, the ship already has cannon on board, so maybe blast off some of those.
So you're going to laugh, and I should show you this video, but a couple of the other projects that are on deck, and we probably have dedicated, you know, $100,000 here. The main battery director, when you come on board, right, the top of the stack, pretty rusty. That's scheduled to be preserved. 8 of our 3-inch guns are also on deck in our crane. So it's like, this is the, you know, most cosmetic deteriorated infrastructure that's really difficult, right, because of the mechanisms of, say, the guns. And so those are all scheduled this calendar year to be completed. We had some funding from the city awarded last fiscal year, but with the supply chain, the industrial paints, things that we needed, we're now going to align to do that work this spring.
Okay.
So that's pretty exciting. But the thought would be the other museum ships, geez, Joe, I hope I don't get in trouble here, bearing the lead, but the other museum ships have retrofitted some of the guns to fire with propane ceremonially.
Really?
And so I had that opportunity down when I was at the Historic Navy Ships Association conference at the Battleship Alabama. And they were having a World War II reenactment that day.
Okay.
And their reenactors fired the guns with
really?
The propane. And so I said to the guy, like, you got to let me on there. You got to do this. So we shared the video on Facebook. It was really great fun.
Uh-huh,
and then, of course, everybody's like, now the market's back in Quincy.
Can we do the same thing in Quincy?
So we're working on how that could happen.
Okay.
You know, the other museum ships all do it. Obviously, we'd need to, you know, go through the right channels here to make that happen. But I know the saluting gun, we actually, the saluting gun, and you see like the yacht clubs ceremoniously like fire their little small cannons.
Sure.
And we're not going to be firing the cannons and projectiles, but there's opportunities to retrofit these saluting guns.
Wow.
So as we took it 2025, when, you know, Chief of Staff McConville rolled in with his howitzer downtown for the bridge generation, all I could think was like, go Navy, beat Army. Hey, Dunford, let's roll on down. What do we got to play back with, right?
Yeah.
No,
exciting
so
stuff.
We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying.
All right. So there's a lot in the pipeline, you know, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
We do, speaking of before and after, we do have some photos
sure.
that we can show folks. Maybe you can explain a little bit about what we're looking at, because it's all been done by volunteers, right?
Yeah. A majority. Some things are contracted, but let's see what you got.
Yeah, but for the most part. Okay. So here's kind of just an overall view.
Yep. So open for admission.
Yep.
It's only $10 to $12. Okay. So it's really reasonable. We do offer opportunities for functions on board, birthday parties, guided group tours, school groups, things like that.
Okay. What are the hours right now, Margaret?
Yep. So we're open weekends, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So that's Saturdays and Sundays. Come July and August, we do open on Fridays. Our goal is to get us open on a Wednesday to Sunday schedule. Mm. We're not there yet.
Okay.
We need to bring our visitation up. We're post-COVID, we're at 25% of our visitation.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, even the National Park Service isn't opening until June 7th this year.
The tourism industry has been really hard hit.
For the same
hit,
reason, yeah.
Especially in Greater Boston.
Yeah.
We had visitors on board from Scotland yesterday.
Is that
so
right?
We typically cover all 50 states and a variety of foreign country visitors. So the visitors are here.
Yeah, and it's very affordable. So, I mean, you could bring a whole family in, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, for short money. So great before and after here.
Yeah, so this is actually a volunteer project. This is one that the Tin Can Sailors is a group of guys that come up every year.
Oh.
and they really tackle some of our bigger projects. So we actually, with some funding for a grant, got them a scissor lift this year. We're trying to get our way on board, but you see that they're running needle guns, and anyone who served in the Navy, well, everybody, if you're at sea, everybody paints, so we got needle guns running, and it's transformative. You see the before and after photos here.
It really does, and I'm sure it lifts the spirits of not only the volunteers, but the visitors, too, you know, when they see, like, a dramatic change from here.
Yeah, so here's one of our gun mounts, right? And so it's Mount 56 project is completed, and so we have various projects that are happening that are now complete, and then there's more gun mounts. There's eight, like I mentioned, that are getting the actual guns. So this is another area, the shield around it. But if you can see inside, I don't know if we have a gun picture, it's really in tough shape. But now it's the splinter shields a volunteer can do. The intricacies of, say, the guns, we need a professional contractor. And so we've hired JAG Painting. They're a veteran-owned company.
Oh.
They do work down at Battleship Cove, so they're familiar.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not just the easiest. Hey, painting contractor, could you come aboard and paint my, you know, three-inch gun?
My World War II era, you know, steamship at the time, right?
Right.
Battle cruiser.
So you see the 8-inch gun barrels here.
And it's a marked difference. And the neat thing about the Salem is it was never really dismantled or you know, taken apart.
When you look about museum ships around the country, you know, we're the envy.
Exactly.
And now, below decks, we're shining.
Yeah.
Above, you know, we're struggling.
Yeah.
Now, here you can see on the port side, and we have a sister one on the starboard side. The starboard side one still needs to be completed.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, at one point, I know that there was a helipad
in
the stern of the ship for a helicopter.
So it's the hangar.
Okay.
That's something that this year is interesting. You can see this YouTube video. Battleship New Jersey is a YouTube channel by one of our other museum ships.
Mm-hmm.
And they have come up and filmed us because they're, you know, just really, the content's really resonating. And so the hangar, they did a video of our hangar in the carriers, of course, have hangar decks, but none of the other museum ships have this, so it's really unique. And we just put into this year's grant some preservation work for that hangar space. So it's not really on the public tour route, but it's an area we kind of use it for storage, right? Like
I see.
Snowblower elevator comes up, the snowblower, and the heavy stuff goes down.
Right, yeah.
But it's pretty great. I had an elevator ride.
Did you really?
I did. It's a special space, but so we're trying to see what could we do, or as we look forward to celebrating milestone events, could we utilize that space?
Mm-hmm.
How could we? But you can check out the New Jersey YouTube video.
Okay.
I'll share that on our Facebook later, just for people of interested. But the museum ships around the country, most of them were, you know, parts taken off of them and given to others, or retrofitted. For example, New Jersey served in World War II, then came back and later served our country. Whereas Salem was maintained, and when she was put into mothballs down in Philadelphia, she was the furthest ship out, right?
Okay.
So those closest to the dock, well, that's what they got scavenged.
You start, right, yeah.
And so for us, it's really spectacular.
Huh.
I had crew members on board this weekend from the Des Moines, a sister ship, and three officers and their wives traveling from around the country and came to Boston for a great tour. And it's like they got to sit in the wardroom and have their lunch the same way they would have back in the day.
Just like they would have,
But it's literally everything is maintained as it was. So it's a very unique experience. We do let visitors get down to the engine room. We have one of them on the tour route. The others are closed. Our combat information center is really like the heart of the ship.
The CIC, they call it.
We'll bring visitors down there.
Yeah.
But our exhibit spaces, kind of those are some of like the bunk rooms we've retrofitted for exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is our military weapons and archives.
Mm-hmm.
We have items, weapons from every conflict the U.S. has been involved in dating back to the Revolution.
Really?
Both American and foreign. And off of that is our archives. We're undergoing a major project to digitize our collection.
Super, yeah.
Because it's difficult. We recognize, you know, visiting a 1940s era, World War II, you know, post-World War II, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A Navy vessel is not easily to climb aboard.
Right.
Yeah. People want to enjoy that experience or see things from their collection or, you know, geez, I wonder if they have something from a ship a family member was in.
Right.
And likely we do. You know, when the shipyard closed back in that late 80s, the Salem and the U.S. Naval Shipbuilding Museum became that repository. And so many, you know, neighbors of Quincy really donated items for us. And so they've been stored for safekeeping, but now it's a matter of, can we photograph those, catalog those, launch those in a digital collection? So that's something that we put into funding for this year's community preservation grant, and then have a matching grant that we plan to apply for in the fall. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we could really have, we need a full-time curator to really focus there. But we're operating solely with volunteers right now until our revenues get back.
Talking about that, how many volunteers do you have? How many do you need? What opportunities are there?
Well, you know what? We probably have a crew of maybe 50, but not everybody is local. Some people come a couple times a year, right? So like this group that comes in, the Tin Can Sailors group, they come in, but they're there for a week, twice a year, right?
Okay.
So we don't see them. Then there's the guys that are the Wednesday crew. We're close to the public and projects are getting done. On Saturdays and Sundays when we're open, there's anything from, you know, preservation projects happening to, you know, welcome to Walmart, be a docent, great visitors, or you want to talk about, you know, being in the archives, digitizing the collection. I mean, there's just a variety. I would say a lot of the tasks are that kind of skilled labor, trades labor. To all the retirees whose wives are trying to get them out of the house, we're a great place and we have a great group of people. You know, that's kind of the bulk of our volunteers who we have helping, is kind of that hands-on preservation maintenance projects. But we, you know, we have youth volunteers too. We've had Eagle Scout projects on board, and kids who are considering a Mass Maritime or the service, you know, they are looking for an outlet for high school. And we've had great experience there too. So it's really all ages, it's multi-generational. I myself do most of the business end of, of the organization. So you're not gonna see me running the needle gun.
Right. Not yet anyway.
No.
Things get tough. You'll be hauling the anchor yourself.
No, but a lot to get involved in, and really we welcome anyone who's interested.
Okay. Are you going to be staying in Pier 3 for the time being?
For the well, believe me, I don't have any money to move us elsewhere. Pier 3 is, you know, where we are currently. You have to go through the entrance by Pete's Pub.
Which at least the entrance is more defined now, so you can see that.
Catherine's done a beautiful job, right? The Quincy Shipyard, kind of Irish themed tugboat entrance, right? So as you come in, it's industrial. You go over the train tracks, go past the Cashman office building.
You're going the right way, even though you think you aren't. You're going the right way.
We've talked to them about how do we improve the visitor experience coming in to find us. But no, we've been very grateful. We're not the easiest tenant. We recognize that. Yeah. But no, right now that is our home.
Okay.
And, you know, the permanence of our home is still remains to be determined, right? We're there, and things are going well.
And soon look for the lights and flags.
Yeah, so I think that's it. It's like, how do we help you find us? Come on in.
That ought to do it.
That should do it. That should get some attention.
Thanks so much, Margaret. Always great to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Same, Joe.
And please come back.
Thanks, will do.
All right.